Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So today we're going to talk about the life of a legislator in the summer.
Yeah, it's not all vacations and lifetime, that's for sure. So, as a former legislator, I lived the life, but it kind of struck me recently. I was at a meeting with a few, and they were talking about their life as of late. And I think what some people maybe don't realize is that once the session is done, the work really doesn't stop.
So, what are some of the kinds of things that they have to be doing? I presume there's a lot of listening going on.
Yeah, the good ones are. I mean, it's everything from, you get done with legislative session at the end of May, and you slide into wrap-up mode where you're meeting with all of the local civic groups to tell them what just happened. You're working with your city officials, county officials in your area to brief them on your perspective of the session, and then you slide right into parade season.
Yeah.
Where you're walking miles of parades, and some of these rural districts, you're talking 15 parades.
Yep.
So that's a busy job, and then it's a lot of meetings with constituents, little meetings here and there with different groups, different interest groups. But it's a lot about listening. It's a lot about crafting ideas for policy. A lot of educating that goes on, and then you slide into county fair time.
Mm-hmm.
And you have those opportunities to interact with constituents, and before you know it, it's back to school, and fall comes around, and you're starting to gear up already for session again.
One of the things that occurs to me is the piece in the tax bill that had to do with taxing warehouse space and that sort of thing. I mean, apparently that's something that may come up right away in January.
Yeah, and that's probably a classic example of some of the things that unfold after session. There was a lot of education not available on the ramifications of that piece of legislation as companies, organizations started to read it, evaluate it, and absorb what that law would be, realized that, there's probably some unintended consequences, and it was, then it was really up to the legislators to start talking with each other, start comparing notes, of here, this is what I'm hearing in my district, what are you hearing? And then air those concerns to the governor's office, and it appears that the governor has interest in revisiting that once session reconvenes. A lot of bills that get passed have some different pieces in them that might have unintended consequences. So it's hearing those stories and really trying to put a face to the story, trying to put a perspective to the story from your own, your very own district.
Well, it's a busy time for everybody, but legislators are included in that group. Thanks so much,
That's
Brad.
Right. Yep, thank you.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.